Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Ted Fisherman back on the show. Ted's a more than a dozen-year member of our Brain Trust. He's a veteran journalist, former commodities trader. That means he's got ice running through his veins. And he's an expert, folks, in China. He wrote the outstanding watershed book, China, Inc. Also, he's a great demographer. His book, Chalk of Gray, is all about the aging the world's population. As you can tell, as you can see, and as you may know if you've been listening to the show, he's a very smart guy, and we're glad he's our friend. Ted, welcome back.
So glad to be here. It's one of my favorite places on the radio to be. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, Ted. I appreciate that. So, okay, one little thing that might have been slipping through people's consciousness in the last 30 days that you want to tell us about is whenever people whenever we've had a discussion about North Korea, that nut job over there with the bad hair, all the things that he's saying, how do we get control of this? Are we going to have to attack them? Why doesn't China do something about them? What are the nuanced political and geopolitical issues that China has with North Korea and with the United States? One of the little things that keeps popping up in the reports that I think kind of slides through unnoticed is that the leader of China is up for re-election soon.
That's right.
I mean, and so he has that little bit of internal drama going on that may be impacting the way he's treating North Korea, and that's been a little bit under the radar, hasn't it?
It's been under the radar. I think one reason it's under the radar is because we don't think of China as a place that has these internal pressures. If you look at North Korea, it's like a one-family party.
Right.
If you object to the party, they kill you, they kill your immediate family, and then they kill your grandchildren. That's
right.
Actually true. They've got that.
And your dog.
And your dog. And, you know, that's an old policy from the era of the Chinese emperors, but it's still going on in Korea today. But, you know, China is a authoritarian system, but it has a giant bureaucracy. It has a giant party apparatus, and people move in and out of that party, and the politicking is intense. So this is a particular watershed year. This conference is coming up next month. It's on October 18th. There's a disproportionate number of people who are reaching the mandatory retirement age of 68, and they're going to be
That's
out.
They're babies at 68.
They're infants.
They're children.
Right. They don't even deserve Social Security yet.
That's I know.
Currently, Xi Jinping, by some measures and some accounts, is the single most powerful leader in the history of the Chinese Communist Party. That's kind of mind-boggling when you think of the giants who've gone before.
Mao
Zedong, of course, Zhou Enlai, Deng Xiaoping, Deng Xiaomin.
Yeah.
These are all, you know, strong,
visionary
characters for their whatever their
Churchill type characters.
Yeah, and but the current president has more official roles. He seized the power position at the top of the army, which none of the other leaders ever had.
How did he seize that?
You know, he came up through some army position.
So he had some connection. They respected him when he spoke. They respected him.
Yeah, and ingeniously and also probably necessarily, and it's necessary and nefarious perhaps, he's conducted over the last few years this giant anti-corruption campaign.
Right. Has it been successful, and has it been sincere?
It depends how you measure success. I think politically it's been hugely successful.
Is it something he was really trying to do, or was it a political thing he was doing, some whitewash?
Yes.
A lot of whitewash. Huh?
It's
so,
both
so
of here, those,
here's, real quick, real quick. I've only got 36 left. How is this impacting his decisions on North Korea?
I think for right now he's a little go slow on North Korea. He doesn't want China to be overwhelmed with North Korea refugees. But he knows that any kind of tension with the U.S. would be disastrous for China.
And he doesn't want that kind of drama being in the middle of his October 18th meeting, does he?
No, he wants to be a steady hand, a cool customer.
Yeah, he doesn't need this going on right now. So, of course, we don't know what's going on in the background. He may be putting his thumb on the scales over there in North Korea to get the guy to quieten down a little bit. But it's not doing a very good job. We're going to come back and talk some more about China and why you and...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.